This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So guess what, Conan?
What up?
K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed again. So Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thugs, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. This is the real deal THC, not the garbage they sell in the gas stations, which the gas stations have his garbage. It is super potent, like THC on steroids. Has a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon, and it works like alcohol but with no hangover. You can take the teaspoon by itself, or you can mix it with water or soda, whatever you want. You got flavors like cherry and grape, and both are delicious either way. So if you go to getblitz.com, that's GETBLITZED.com, and use the code K100, you get 15% off. And I've tried this, and it comes perfect as advertised. Nice little comfortable buzz, quick onset, you know, you don't need a lot of it, and it tastes delicious. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at getblitz.com and use our code K100 to get 15% off. Order, enjoy, and let us know on Twitter or K100questions@gmail.com how your experience was. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GETBLITZED.com. Awesome product.
Okay, real quick, because we try everything on this show. Did you try it yet, Joe?
Well, I tried it before they were a sponsor, but the ones that Mickey just sent me, I tried this week, two nights. I used a little, I actually just
what
filled
flavor?
Up cherry, and I actually just filled up the cap and I put it in with like Coke or Cherry Coke, and it tastes good. There's nothing medicine-y about it or whatever. It tastes good. I had a nice little buzz after 10 minutes and then I slept really well. So, I mean, no complaints
okay.
at all.
So let me tell you what my experience was. When I did mine and I did a tablespoon, put another tablespoon. I actually had the first one with orange juice and the second one with some vodka. the second one, bro, kicked in really nice. What I liked about it, it wasn't a hard buzz, and it, yes. you know, so the nice little buzz which you can keep kicking in by using more. Very, very, very nice. Highly recommended.
So that's 15% off with the code K100 at getblitz.com, GETBLITZED.com.
Yo, get blitzed at getblitz.com. Boom. With another episode of K100 Sports. Boom.
So the NFL last week, there's a phenomenon. Okay. Now, you know, I like this year, the NFL has been so many quarterbacks are hurt that the games are like hard to watch and something, right? But this, you know, this week, some of the backup quarterbacks now are showing out.
Right.
Like Joe Flacco is throwing the ball over the place. They beat the Jaguars. Yeah. Well, I was going to get to that.
Yeah,
you know, Flacco's throwing the ball all over the place. The backup quarterbacks for the Vikings got benched. They won 3-0 at the Raiders. It's unbelievable, bro. Literally, there's only like four teams that are out of the playoff race right now. The Bears at 5-8, and the Giants now at 5-8 are both only one game back from the wild card. There's like five teams in the NFC that are 6-7 to fill like a couple spots. It's like the Seahawks and Cowboys are running away with this as the top two teams in the NFC. And the you know, Philadelphia kind of right there behind them, I guess. But the rest of the NFC is just like literally almost every single team except for the Carolina Panthers has a shot to make the playoffs. And the Carolina's terrible. What did you think about this past week, Conan? Especially let's go on Sunday. The Cowboys, okay, Eagles.
Go ahead. Before we get to the NFL, I just want to remind everybody because, you know, I thought that somebody else was going to win. I think he had a chance, but the Heisman winner was LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Okay. And he had a lot of competition, you know, Bo Nix from Oregon, Washington's Michael Penix, which I think you picked, right? Yeah. Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr., who's going to be an absolute stud. But, right. bro, this guy threw 40 touchdowns with just four interceptions. Okay. Yeah. He was in a game against the Florida Gators, and he's the only player in history to throw over 350 yards and rush for over 200. And I was reading something that was very interesting. All the last like guys that have won the Heisman or, you know, all transferred. Caleb Williams, okay? He won a Heisman last year, right? After transferring from Oklahoma, Joe Burrows, he had won the Heisman. I'm reading this. It says he had won the Heisman at LSU in 2019 after coming from Ohio State. Kyler Murray won at Oklahoma after transferring from Texas A&M. And Baker Mayfield won at Oklahoma after starting at Texas Tech. It's pretty interesting, huh?
Not really.
Really?
Let me tell you why. Just, bro, everyone's in mother transfers. The bowl games right now.
But it's relatively new. They weren't transferring 5 years ago or 10 years ago, you know? I think it might have started 5 years ago. 5 years ago kind of started. No,
yeah, but now
10 years ago, no way. Bro, before, remember, we had to wait a year before you could play for a team. Now you can go straight to them.
Yeah. But the transfer portal, like these bowl games that are coming up, everybody in the brothers just not even, there's so many players not even playing in the games. It's like it's a waste. It's like the bowl games are like a waste now. But let's get back to the NFL.
Okay. So the first thing I want to say is I can't believe how the Dolphins lost. Okay. They'd already recovered a fucking fumble in the red zone, basically. And then they, what was the quarterback's name
Will Levis.
Tennessee, Will Levis from Kentucky. When Will Levis pitched the ball to Henry and it was like way over his head and they fumbled and they got that, you know, and they were celebrating doing the wheelbarrow thing and all that. These motherfuckers came back. I couldn't believe it. You know, it was a stunning comeback, bro. Bro, they were, listen to this. I read this and I couldn't believe it. Teams down 14 points with less than 3 minutes to go in regulation, were 0-767 since 2016 until the Titans pulled off this win. How ridiculous is that?
Yeah, it's definitely like they hit them like out of nowhere. They hit a couple of big long passes, and the next thing you know it, they're you know. And plus two, this new thing the past few years where if you're down 14 points and you score, okay, this new thing of going for two, because Tennessee went for two and made it a 27-21 game after being down 27-13. What that does is now, because like it used to be like in the NFL, you usually might go by the book. You know, if you're down by 10, you know, you score a touchdown, you know, you're down three. Or if you're down by, you know, if you're down by 14, you kick the net, now you're down by seven. And so, you know, just do it by the book. But what it does is it makes, like, the book has very, like unwritten rules to follow. So when you go for two, and now all of a sudden, instead of being down for one score, like, if you score, you can win the game, it puts the offense in uncomfortable play calling situations now. It's like, now we can't really be conservative and just run clock, because if we don't get a first down, the other team's getting the ball back with a chance to win the game, not just tie it. And like it causes you the offense to have pressure now. You know, it puts pressure on the offense. So when you go for two, now you're only down six, and now the offense has pressure. If they don't, you know, they can lose the game, as opposed to the comfort zone of like, okay, well we're ahead one score, they can just tie us. You know, so I think it's an interesting way to do things.
Yeah. And the worst part about it, me as a Dolphin fan, did. Time management, game management wasn't that good because they were about to score. If they would have had 30 more seconds, they would have won the game. And then, bro, Kansas City loses to the Bills at home. Now they're 8-5 sitting in third place in the AFC.
Yeah.
Detroit loses a head scratcher. And I'm going to get back to Kansas City in a minute. But Detroit loses a head scratcher to fucking to the Bears. Okay.
Yeah.
So now they're 9-4 and they're game out of the top spot in the NFC. Philadelphia loses to the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. You know, now they're 10-3, the same record as Dallas, but the Cowboys hold the tiebreaker. Okay.
Well, so, they do now. If both these teams win the rest of their games, the Eagles pass them again.
Right. Yeah. But I think the Eagles have an easy schedule and Dallas has a hard schedule, if I remember correctly.
Well, Dallas is by Buffalo this week, so.
Yeah. So, bro, poor Chiefs. I think they lead the league in drop passes. Okay. No, they do lead the league now that I remember. Okay. And, bro, they've lost a lot of games because their receivers are dropping passes. But this was brutal because with less than 2 minutes of play, and I know you saw this play, fucking Mahomes passes to Kelsey. And then you can tell that maybe they worked on it in practice, but they didn't call it in the huddle. He just flings the ball over to fucking Tony, who scores a touchdown. But then they come back and they show his foot was offside by a lot. Mm-hmm. And Mahomes was pissed. You know, at the end when the two quarterbacks give, hey, how you doing and all that, he was still bitching about it, right? To fucking the other quarterback, like he had anything to do with it. And he's just saying, oh, then they put this graphic, you know, Andy Reid, you know, 1,200 offensive plays, zero offsides. Like they were making, like they got robbed, right? But bro, his foot was on the line by a lot.
By a lot, yeah.
That would have been a great, great play, by the way, if it would have been deemed a touchdown.
Yeah.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Now the Giants have won 3 straight games. The DeVito guy, hey, what's the matter, you? You see him doing the thing like the Italian, like that.
The best part is when they show his family, which is a typical Italian family. They're going wild. They're hugging everybody. They're kissing everybody. You know.
Right. All right. So that's been football. So, for this week though, let me see. We got a every game that was important after every game kind of seen it was unimportant because everybody stinks. And some of these teams
can I just say one playoffs. Thing? Could you believe how dominant the Cowboys were with Philadelphia?
Yeah, absolutely, I could. Because okay. Philadelphia's been hurt. They've been like they've been hurting lately. This week is an interesting game on Saturday. Two interesting games. This is a triple header on Saturday on NFL Network. It's interesting. The Vikings and Bengals, and the Vikings went to Nick Mullins down at quarterback. They benched Dobbs. And this Jake Browning guy's been lighting it up for Cincinnati, so that's going to be interesting. The Steelers and Colts, both at 7-6. That game means something. Broncos and Lions, 7-6 at 9-4. Saturday is all three games have playoff implications. Okay, then on Sunday, Falcons and Panthers. It's got playoff implications. Bears and Browns, playoffs. Buccaneers, Packers, playoffs. Texas Titans are outside looking in. The Jets are outside looking in at the Dolphins. The Dolphins are in. Chiefs and Patriots. The Patriots stink. Giants and Saints, two playoff teams. Commanders and Rams, one playoff team. 49ers and Cars, one playoff team. Cowboys and Bills, the game of the week, because the Bills need these games because they're right in the middle of everything. They have a 70, I think they have a 60% chance to make the playoffs, or 40% or something like that. Like they're an underdog to make the playoffs, the Bills. Then you got Ravens and Jaguars and Eagles and Seahawks, all playoff games. So now we get to the part of the season where like all these games start meaning something. This one,
right?
NFL gets interesting, you know. So
very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
I was reading this thing, Disco, and I don't know if you read it. So like all these people kept putting over Troy Aikman because he went all in on the refs, right?
Right.
And you know, as you know, this year, last year, the year before that, the refs have been getting destroyed for missing calls, blowing calls, you know, just, and so
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity, much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Packers-Giants game. Did you hear when he kind of went off on the refs?
I didn't hear it, no.
So this is what he said. Because basically, you know, for those of you out there that, you know, love football, as we all know, you know, very rarely do officials get criticized by the commentators, right? And right. They'll say something like, oh, officials have a hard job and they get most calls right, blah, 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 right? You're like, all right, dude, just better not even say anything. Right. So nobody usually goes after the commentators, and he did. And he basically said, the problem with all this is because they were taking a long time to make a decision on a call, right?
Right.
And so he goes, the problem with all this is just make a call, you know? I mean, there's 13 seconds in the half. They're not going to, you know, just make a decision. This is what stops all these games and the officials. I know they've been talked about every week, but this is ridiculous what we're watching right now. We see something that takes 5 seconds and it takes them 5 minutes. So, like, a lot of people are putting him over for that.
Interesting.
Yeah, because basically nobody ever criticizes the refs.
Right. Right. So after about 2 weeks now, we'll get more clarity on the what's going to happen in the playoffs. But we have pretty much a clear-cut leader in the NFC, and the AFC still up for grabs. Baltimore could maybe grab the top spot because it looks like Kansas City's fading a little bit. The Rams' unexpected loss. It's like, yeah, the top seed in the AFC is up for grabs. NFC, I think it's going to be the San Fran because they own the tiebreaker against Dallas because they clobbered them. You know, that might be the most important. Yeah, that might be the most important game of the year. Is that San Francisco actually clobbered Dallas?
Right.
So yeah. All right. So
when's the rematch?
It would be in the playoffs if they play again.
Okay. I thought they played before. All right.
Yeah. Did you see? I guess this is funny because I saw a clip where so LeBron the Lakers won the in-season tournament and
right.
You know, which I kind of thought they would because if you think about it, because like. You know, it's early in the season and the Lakers are all healthy. You know, their problem comes like late in the year when Davis gets hurt and LeBron starts wearing down. But like, you know, like a healthy Lakers team, like you figured they would win this and they did. You know, because they're healthy. They're you know, he's got a lot of gas in the tank right now. But right, we'll
plus
see.
you got the best leader in the game, which is LeBron. You got a good shooter in Austin Reeves.
Right.
You know, Ingram's also good. You know, they got a good little sneaky team.
What do you think about a franchise like the Lakers? The storied history of the Lakers, that they actually hung the banner for the in-season tournament the other night up at the
right.
Like the Lakers have like one of the most, the Lakers and Celtics, the two most story. They're like, here's our little banner for the in-season tournament. Like embarrassing to even put it up there, right?
Right. That's
So Draymond Green, I would wonder if they're going to bring him back this year. He got an indefinite suspension for punching that guy, and he's trying to claim he was. I mean, you saw it, right?
Yeah. Well, it didn't look like – this is what I thought when I saw it. He didn't really hit him hard, and it looked like he was flopping. And while he was flopping, he inadvertently hit him. That's what I felt.
How did you see it? I saw him flopping. I saw him trying to sell it like he inadvertently hit him, but we know what he was doing. Am I right, though? I'm right, because the guy's a troublemaker.
That's a problem, because he says, hey – I don't ever give apologies, which he doesn't, you know, right. He goes, but I apologize for this because I didn't mean to do it, which I do believe him, but
he's a liar.
But here's the thing, okay, whether he's lying or not, the problem is this, bro, you've done this a lot. So how are we supposed to believe in you anymore?
Bro, how about when he tried to make it look like he accidentally kicked the guy in the balls?
Jokic or something like that?
Yeah. So I mean, it's like everything. You try to sell it like it's an accident, you're not good at selling these to make it look like an accident. Right. Like we can, because you've done it repeatedly and you keep saying it's an accident, but it's very clear. Yeah. Like how many times can you elbow a guy in the face, punch a guy and kick a guy in the balls?
Right. And then say, I'm sorry, I did that.
When you have time out. You've got like, okay, you've elbowed like six guys. Okay. You've punched two guys in the face.
You've gotten thrown out of more games from double technicals.
You've kicked like five guys in the balls, right?
Right.
Now you go through like all the other players in the NBA. And you can count on one finger the amount of times that those players have done it like one time.
Right. So unfortunately, Draymond, we can't give you the benefit of the doubt.
Right. Yeah.
This is very important.
Go ahead.
Before we get to the UFC, bro, how incredible a $700 million 10-year contract for Ohtani.
Yeah, it's an illegal contract too. Bro, how can you do? I mean, think about
because he's deferring the payments till 10 years.
There's got to be some type of like tax like stuff that you'd have to talk about here, because like if you defer the money, okay, then the money can be built up with tremendous amount of interest, right? Okay, right. So they build it. Then after the 10 years, when it's time for him to start getting paid on the rest of the money, bro, he's gonna move back to Japan.
Like
California's not even going to get any of the taxes on that money if they're just sending it to him. Like, think about that. Like, it sounds like you decide to take way less because when you get paid the bulk of it, you don't want to be get the state income tax from California.
Yeah, and the other thing,
that's what it looks like, right?
That's smart. And the second thing, you got smart people around him. I'm sure that thing come from him. And the second thing is, here's the second thing. So now he's going to get paid $2 million a year. Plus, you know, he'll make $30, $40 million in endorsements. So he ain't missing no fucking money. So he's gonna be getting $2 million a year so the Dodgers could buy other players.
Well, no, but here's
the thing. How old is he with the fans?
Right.
So they can afford other players. Yeah.
Because here's the thing, though, too. All right. Is that people were questioning what's the tax you pay for going over the
luxury tax.
Okay, people were talking about like, well, how that's not fair that you've got Ohtani and only $2 million is applied, It's like, no, that's not. Right. And I read this and I looked this up because it seemed implausible because people were retreating. It's like, there's no way they could just like the guys got to be rules place. They're getting charged. They're liable on their payroll for this year for $48 million a year for the guy instead of 70, which is coming, you know. I mean, if you prorate it, it's 10 times 700, right? But they're on the books for $48 million for one player for 1 year.
Right.
Think about that. Isn't that unbelievable? It's like, I remember when five or six pitchers in baseball were getting, I think they were the highest paid guys in the league when they were getting paid $25 million a year. And CeCe Sabathia was one of them, right? And just to think now of like where the salaries are, like that's like 10 years ago. And it seems like now, like the salaries are like doubling. Like,
but bro, in 5 or 10 years, it'll be the same shit. I mean, that's in every sport, in the music industry and in the movie industry. But he's the only guy ever to win 10 games and hit more than 40 home runs ever in the 100 something year baseball. Okay. But he's the only guy ever to be voted MVP unanimously twice. Okay. So, you know, he's going to make a lot of money, bro, because he's the most famous player in baseball. Okay. And I'm sure they'll use him in Japan for commercials. You know, they pay good over there. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be soon. They'll put him in mainstream commercials because he's a good looking guy, bro.
We can't. No, well, that's, and this is my, I want to make a good point here. I was going to post this on Twitter. X, but I figured people would, like, call me racist or something.
Right.
As I said, you know, now that he's making $700 million, he can afford to get somebody to teach him how to speak English.
Wait a minute.
But he did, bro, learn how to speak English and, like, you, because right now,
you'll really be over,
From a marketing standpoint from the league and what you're getting paid, you need to learn to speak English to be able to communicate with the fans, because we've invested a lot of money. They're investing a lot of money in this guy, maybe being the face of baseball. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's kind of his duty to learn English, because he's now kind of, you know, they're paying him a lot. And it's like, regardless of whether he should be responsible or not, dude, you kind of got a responsibility here to, you know, embrace the role of being the face of the league, which means people need to understand what you're saying.
Okay. Do you really want to,
you know,
if you really want to trigger the Twitterverse, instead of putting that one about he should learn English, which I like,
right,
he goes, now that he's a very rich man, I think the only right thing to do would be the owner of Cup of Noodles. Nothing.
The cheap shot there. Let's talk about the UFC.
But do you think that would get heat if you put that up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so this weekend we get some UFC action. It's good.
Yeah, that's a good show. It sounds like a good show.
It does sound like a good show. I don't know if the fights are going to
be. They have Wonder Boy like in the third or fourth match.
You're getting ahead of me here.
Yeah.
Because like I want to go over the main card, because the main card is like some good matches. Yeah. So
I got it here. You want me to read it or you got it?
I've got
it. UFC, what UFC is this, Joe?
It's UFC Fight Night. Oh, no.
No, it's not. It's UFC 296.
I'm sorry. Yeah. UFC 296. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we're four months away from 300, which is the super show they're going to do. We have no clue who's going to headline it.
Ronda. Let me just say this. The great thing about UFC is they usually always deliver.
Right. So there's a good fight here. This guy, Josh Emmett and Bryce Mitchell, has opened up the show. Both these guys are tough. And Bryce Mitchell got beat by Ilya Topuria recently. But, you know, these guys, these guys will stay on the main card. Whatever, there's UFC fights. The loser is going to be off main cards going forward. The winner can stay on main cards. Tony Ferguson. I don't even know why he's what he's. It's kind of fascinating. He's still fighting. Like he's lost like five in a row.
You know who I saw fight in the very last UFC that they had.
Who?
Which the main event was. Darush, what's his name?
Benny Darush. He got killed by that guy. Yeah.
He got destroyed, bro. What was the guy's name? Joe, can you see
Armin,
who that was?
Turkurian or something like that? Armin?
Sarakian?
Yeah, he was like from Georgia. Another one of those Russian guys, you know, with no personality that just, you know, goes out to kick some ass. You know who I saw on that show? And I don't know the guy was fighting. He was a black guy. I forgot his name, but it was Clay Guida.
Like,
Remember him?
Yeah, he had his haircut.
Joaquin Silva beat him.
Yeah, he had his haircut.
Okay, well, let me just say this. he was in terrific shape. He was super over. And it was a difficult win. I thought that, for you know, Clay could have won, but I couldn't believe just the great shape that he was in and that lasted the whole three rounds.
Right. So then we got Tony Ferguson's Paddy Bimblett, Paddy the Batty, really lost his last fight, but they gave him the win anyway. He hadn't fought since. Shavkat Rakhmonov.
Can I just say, so who do you think's going to win in the Paddy fight?
Paddy. It's like a 3-1 favorite. It's not even close.
Yeah. And here's the bad thing, bro. Ferguson, who is one of the must-see fighters because he always brought it. He was never boring, right? Mm-hmm. Bro, I was reading he's lost 6 straight fights. Why are you putting him in there with this young cat who's hungry and is probably going to use him as a fucking punching bag? I don't like how this might end.
Shavkat against Stephen Thompson. Oh, Shavkat's a 7-1 favorite over this guy. That's like unheard of for Stephen Thompson.
Wow.
Cordy Garbrandt's on this show.
On the pre-show, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's kind of irrelevant if you think about it.
He's fighting Brian Kelleher, who's 24-14.
Yeah, those guys are irrelevant. Alex Pantoja, this guy, I like this way this guy fights against Brandon Royal for the, I think it's the featherweight title or the strong, I don't know.
What are you saying? Pantoja
against
flyweight.
Yeah.
Flyweight.
Yeah, flyweight. Yeah. And then of course our boy Colby against Leon Edwards. And I you know, unless he gets kicked and knocked out, you would think that Colby's going to wear this guy down with the cardio. You know, I mean,
this guy's tough. Leon Edwards. Yeah.
But you saw him kind of fade in the fifth round against little Nate Diaz. Remember Leon Edwards when he got knocked?
That was a great fight. Yep.
Yeah, he won like the first 4 rounds. He started like running out of gas, and Nate almost got him after not doing nothing for 4 rounds.
Yeah,
so I can only imagine.
I don't think he'd make the same. If everybody knows that Colby has a gas tank, I think he's going to come in with a full tank. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because he's, you know, Colby is, he's already shown many times he can be in there 5 hard rounds.
Right. Yeah. So that's going to be, I'm definitely watching this weekend. So that's going to be a good night because Saturday day is like all, there's a bunch of bowl games on, even though they're small bowl games. I like the minor college bowl games because they're always good to bet on because nobody really bets on them. And there's a triple header of football and then the UFC on Saturday night. So Saturday's some really good, fun television for sports fans. So.
Yeah, well, I think I just want to say something. I think Leon Edwards shows he was the real deal because if you remember in the first match with Usman, he hit him with that head kick,
mm-hmm.
right? And everybody's was saying, and, you know, you can say, oh, lucky shot or whatever. They ran it back and he beat him again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you could tell Usman was a little bit scared again, getting knocked out again. You know, is the way it looked like the second fight went.
Yeah, he did come in more tentative.
Right. He was like, look, he was scared to get kicked. Bro, when you get kicked in the head, in the face, I can imagine that you get knocked out. That's something you probably don't forget, you know, that you want to have happen to you again. You know what I'm saying?
That rings your bell.
Right. You know, these guys take some shots, but like getting hit, it's like getting hit with like a tree trunk. You know, you get kicked with the guy's ankle, you know, kicks you in the face. Seriously, think about if you had a bone. Okay, a leg. If you had somebody's leg bone and you were holding it in your hand, that's a pretty significant weapon to use. You know what I'm saying?
Let me just tell you the only thing that scares me about Colby. So Leon Edwards has been more active. He got a super boost of confidence when he beat Usman the second time because we all know how good Usman is. Covington probably hasn't fought. Look it up, Joe. In like 2 years, that scares me a little bit.
Yeah.
That the other one's been active and this guy hasn't been around. That's 2 whole years of not fighting. But I'm still going to go with friend of the show, Colby Covington, and we may or may not have smoked some weed together one time.
Yeah, no, it's been a year and 8 months since he fought Masvidal. Yeah, year and 8 months.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so that's been the sports.
So if you got any comments or questions or anything, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom.